There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday and we are here to motivate you. It's raining like cats and dogs outside, some good wind, a good day to stay inside, and did a little bit of reading about your particular crops that you're growing. If you're not receiving our weekly email newsletter, then sign up for it. It's free. Just go to my website, Paul Parent, like mom and dad, P-A-R-E-N-T, Paul Parent at road, no, I'm sorry, paulparent.com. So you go to paulparent.com, you click on email newsletter, and then you put in your email address, and every Thursday we'll send you a new email with three or four stories about gardening, and they're different every single week. This week we did a lot of plants, flowering perennials. We did daylilies. We did delphinium, how to take care of them. And let's see, daylilies. Oh, evening primrose, which is a beautiful yellow perennial, and it will spread pretty good too. So it's something that after a couple of years you can take the clump, split it in two or three pieces and make new plants. So you know, we're trying to do different things every single week. Last week we did a lot about hydrangea, and if you're interested, you know, once you sign up, you can just click on archive. And it will take you to the archive page, and you can see what we talked about last week and the week before and the week before. So it's free, and it's there for you. All they got to do is ask for it. Let's go back to talking with Dolores. Dolores, good morning. Okay. Well, who's up after her then?
After Dolores, we had Bob from New Hampshire. He had a question about snails and slugs, which I think Dolores was talking about by the end of there, too.
Okay. So is Bob there now?
Should be.
Okay. Bob, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. One of my major problems right now is snails and slugs. And I know you've mentioned Slug-O and Slug-O Plus, and I've used them and tried them, and it doesn't touch it. But about 2 weeks ago, you talked about this Diametrisis Earth, and that's my Brooklyn accent coming out. So can you spread some more news about what that's all about? Because I think you mentioned it in the same topic as snails and slugs if things didn't work.
Right. This is a new product. It's all organic. It's called Diatomaceous Earth.
Okay. Yep, I got it. Yep.
And some of you that have a swimming pool will use diatomaceous earth in your swimming pool filter, and it helps to pick up all of the algae growth that's in your pool water. It's made from skeletons of sea creatures, so it's all organic, it's all natural, and it's a white powder, and when you feel it, it feels just like baby powder. But you take this diatomaceous earth, wait until the rain is over, you make a circle of this product, so maybe like a half a handful, around the base of your hosta plant. And when the hostas will kind of slither across it, the diatomaceous earth is like razor blades. And it will cut the underside of their body, and they'll lose all of their liquids in their body. They'll dehydrate and they'll die. So it's a pretty good product. It's been around for several years, but Bonide just took the product. They've increased the size of the particles to make it more abrasive. And it's a real good product to use in and around hostas. You can use it in a vegetable garden, and it doesn't break apart as quickly as other products. But it basically is a white powder. You put it in your hand, you make a circle around each of your plants, and when they slither across it, it just slices them, and they just dry right out.
Okay. I mean, I have a bag of it, and I was reading the label of it, and it was a little confusing, so I figured I'd give you a call, seeing you did mention it.
Yeah.
Can I just throw one other thing at you?
Sure.
That is, what do you recommend fertilizer for strawberries? Or is it too late to do that this year?
No, it isn't too late, because, see, right now, your strawberries are in full fruit, and I know here in Maine we've been picking for about a week, and in Massachusetts probably 2 weeks, so the further south you go. And what's going to happen is, once your plants get done producing fruit, they'll start to make new shoots. So if you can feed them, it will add new plants for next year and make your plants more productive because of the energy. Now, if you want to stay organic, use Espoma. They have a product called Garden Tone.
Okay.
And it's a slow-release organic. And then another company is Natural Alternative, and they have a flower and vegetable fertilizer. It's a 5-5-5 fertilizer, and as a matter of fact, D from Natural Alternative will be on with us at 9 o'clock today, and we'll be talking about that. So you could use that. And those two are both organic, and they won't produce a lot of surge growth, just a nice, steady feed to the plant, and it will do real well for you.
Okay. Now that you mentioned that there, I have strawberries in a window box in a garage to keep most of the critters away. And I don't know if that's the reason, but they taste kind of sour. They don't taste sweet at all. Is there any way you could sweeten the soil up for them, for strawberries, or what's the cause of that, if you have any ideas?
Okay. How old is the soil?
The soil is brand new. I put in not as light as I have liked, but it's not old soil, because I empty the boxes every year, okay, and then I put new soil in the boxes. So this year when I took my strawberries that I rented, that I weathered over to winterize. I took them out of the ground and then put them into the boxes. I put new soil in. So there's all new soil in the box.
Okay. The one soil that I know will create a problem with strawberries in a container is the Miracle-Gro soil, because it has a lot of bark in it, composted bark.
Okay.
And that makes acid soil.
Okay.
Okay. So a better soil would either be the soil that's made by Espoma, who makes Holytone and Plantone. And locally, there's a company in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, called Ideal Organic. And they make this soil by hand.
And they
make in the soil mycorrhiza.
Okay, yep.
Which really, really helps a great deal. And you can find it in a lot of garden centers. But let me give you a phone number, and they can tell you exactly where to go.
Okay.
It's 866-404-4374.
Okay.
And just give them a call, and they'll tell you where to get this soil.
Oh.
Could an app be the answer to a better garden? Absolutely. It's the new free app, Homegrown with Bonnie Plants. Note, track, and photograph your garden's progress. Personalize your weather and reminders. Get variety info, grow guides, hands-free dictation, and more. The Homegrown with Bonnie Plants app. The sharpest tool in your garden. Download it free on the App Store.
We spend a lot of time and money on our gardens. We have great intentions, and sometimes our expectations are not met. Our plants need to be fed regularly to grow and develop properly. If you're using a liquid plant food that must be reapplied every 2 weeks, will you remember to do it? No. That's why I use Dynamite, continuous feeding fertilizer that lasts for 9 months. Every time you water, the plant gets fed. Use Dynamite like the professional growers do. Dynamite.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
All loans subject to one DEX score approval must be in business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need OnDeck, the A-plus Better Business Bureau rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At OnDeck, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number 855-660-4261. We're talking with Bob. Good morning. Okay, he must have hung up. Okay, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Steve from Maine. He's got a question about, I believe, winter eye.
Okay, Steve, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I'm giving my garden a rest this year, and I planted some winter rye last fall.
Mm-hmm.
It's about 4 foot tall, and I'm wondering if I can let it grow all season and rototill it in the fall.
You can. Normally what they do is when the you don't want it to seed. Okay? Because what would happen is if you allow the winter rye to make a seed capsule, then it will look just like wheat. And the whole way that they grow winter rye is they plant it in the fall, they let it grow in the spring, and then they rototill it in. And the plant, each seed, will grow a root system over a mile in length.
Wow. I've got seeds growing now. The kernels are growing.
Okay. And then when you, what you do is you mow it down, you rototill it, and all of the foliage and all of the roots become organic matter. So it's like you're growing your own peat moss. And it helps to retain moisture. It breaks apart clay soils. It helps to retain moisture if your soil is sandy. But what I would be scared of is if you allow it to go to seed and then you till it in, it's going to come back up again because it's an annual. And what will happen is it will come back up. You plant your tomatoes, your cucumbers, and all that, and all of a sudden the grasses come in just like you put in a brand new lawn, and you'll have a mess on your hands. So what I would do is, if you've got a weed whacker or something like that, cut it down to like 2 feet, rake out all of the seed heads, and get it out of there. Or if you've got a lawnmower with a bag, then I would mow it and get the seed out of there, because you're going to have a problem next year.
Wow. I wish I had known that. Because the kernels are already farming that, and I don't know if it makes a difference at what stage they're farmed at, if they're mature kernels or if they're still in the development stage.
Yeah, I'm sure that you probably have some that are mature, and the bulk of them are very, very close.
Right.
So is this a big garden?
Yes.
Yeah. Then you've got to get that seed head harvested, because if you don't harvest that seed head, it's going to fall on the ground. Your original winter rye that you planted last year will die, and then it will resprout and come right back up next year, and you'll have a major, major problem.
Wow. All right. Thanks for the information.
I'm sorry, but I would just either take a weed whacker, cut everything down, rake it out, or if you've got a lawnmower that's got a bagger, raise it as high as you can, drive through the garden, and bag it and get it out of there so that you don't have a problem down the road.
So I can't benefit by the winter rye at all then?
Well, I mean, then when you rototill, the roots that are in the ground will become organic matter.
Okay.
So you'll still have the roots that will give you organic matter in your soil, and the parts of the grass that you leave there that you till in the ground will rot, and that will become organic matter. But you don't want the seeds to fall again, because they'll come up and it's going to be a mess.
All right, very good. Thanks for the information.
Okay, thank you.
Yep,
bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
If downy mildew is a problem in your garden, especially on your impatiens, Monterey Agrifos is the answer. This fungicide is designed to control downy mildew, unlike most other fungicides. Monterey Agrifos is a liquid that's mixed with water and used as a spray. Now you can continue to grow beautiful bedding plants without this unsightly disease. Agrifos also controls many root rot diseases in your ornamental shrubs and trees, too. Ask about Agrifos at your local nursery. Products that work from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Are you looking for one product that will control your insect problems around the house, on your lawn, in the flower beds, or the vegetable garden? Well, Bonite has the answer. Bonite 8 Insect Control will control most common home, lawn, and garden insect problems. 8 is effective against more than 100 insects that destroy trees, shrubs, lawns, flowers, and vegetables. It can even be used indoors on houseplants. 8 will kill on contact, repel insects for up to 30 days. 8 is available in a dust, a concentrate, and a convenient ready-to-use spray.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And those of you that have been putting off planting a new lawn, you know, with all the rain that the Northeast and beyond has received, you can plant a lawn and get great results. Your ground is warming up right now. And that means that your seed is going to germinate a lot faster. And the grass seed that I recommend is Pearls Premium. And it's a grass seed that's very, very unique. It's drought tolerant. It only grows a half an inch a week once it's established. It produces a root system 12 to 14 inches deep into the soil. So if you live in an area where you traditionally have a water ban and your lawn turns brown, the roots are so deep on this that it will stay green. Bluegrass, for example, only grows 3 to 6 inches, and this grows over a foot in depth. and it needs less fertilizing. Most lawns need, you know, 2, 3, 4 applications depending on your soil. If you use a good organic fertilizer, your Pearl's Premium Grass Seed, 1 in the spring, 1 in the fall, and that's it. And if you'd like to order it online or find a dealer near you, here's a phone number to call. 508-653-0800. That's 508-653-0800. Pearl's Premium, and it's a low-maintenance grass. Growing at a half an inch a week, you mow it once a month. How's that? Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ken from New Hampshire. He's got a question about garlic.
Ken, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Well, good morning, Paul. Yes, I've got to give you a little bit of background. Last fall, I purchased some garlic bulbs from a local feed and grain store. I planted them in September. They grew about 6 or 8 inches before winter set in. This spring, they came up, started regrowing again, looked fairly normal. I must admit, it's the first year I ever planted garlic. And about 2 weeks ago, I started noticing the tips of the garlic plants were turning brown. Now, I didn't get any blossoms. I was watching to see if they put up a blossom. The tips started turning brown, and then progressively, the plant looked like it was starting to die off, just like an onion would it when it matures.
Right.
And that was it. They seemed to have. I pulled a couple of bulbs, and there's no. Doesn't appear to be any wireworms or anything else eating the roots. It just looks like they went through their cycle and matured, but I don't have any bulbs that have, you know, multiplied.
Right. So is the entire portion of the garlic above ground turning brown?
Right. It turned brown eventually, and then the garlic stalk, if you will, just, you know, fell over like a mature onion would do.
Oh, wow. Because usually you plant it in the fall.
Right.
It'll grow 4 to 6 inches.
Yep.
Winter comes. Excuse me. You die back to the ground.
Yes.
And then in the spring, it comes right back up again.
Right.
And I've grown it in the past, and I feed it in the spring like I do when I'm planting my tomatoes and whatever.
Right. That's with some triple 10.
And they'll grow to be about 2 feet, and then during July, it will make a flower bud on it.
Mm-hmm.
But your foliage has all turned brown.
Right, right. I was wondering if I possibly got a garlic that wasn't for this area.
No, because if it wasn't for this area, it wouldn't have it wouldn't have come back to life the following spring.
Okay.
And yours did, so.
Right, right.
So it means that it was a garlic that was hardy. Now, when you pulled one up, did you open it up to see if there was any insects that got into the bulb?
I didn't look it up. When I pulled it up, I looked at the bulb, and I felt the bulb, and the bulb was intact, so I just put the bulb back in the ground again. But there was not, didn't appear to be any insect damage. It wasn't soft, like it was some sort of a fungus or bacteria going on. It looked like an intact bulb.
Right. Now, did it go? Now, when you planted it, did you just plant one clove of garlic, or did you set the whole bulb in?
Oh, no, I broke up the cloves, and I planted the larger cloves in the row, and I used the other ones for eating the smaller ones. So they're good sized cloves. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, when you pulled it up, had it started to make a garlic bulb?
Right. You could see some small little, you know, cloves starting to develop around it.
Okay. But the entire top of the plant is all brown.
Oh, yeah, brown, and it fell over. It's not like it's rotting or anything. It just looks like it went through a cycle of some sort.
Wow.
And I also have, by the way, I also have shallots that are interspersed in that same row, and the shallots are doing perfectly fine. They're growing like I would expect them to grow.
Right, right. I mean, shallots are a great, great onion-type plant for cooking. My wife...
Sure.
My wife loves it if we're making omelets. Oh, wow. She could eat just a lot. I would try feeding them with a liquid fertilizer to see if you can promote some new growth to develop from that plant.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know what's happened. I'll do some research during the week and let me see what I can find out. And if I can find something, you know what? Why don't you send me an email?
Okay.
My email address is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com.
All right. I'll do that because I don't know what's happening. I've never seen it. I see onions do this at the end of the season when they're matured.
Right.
And the tops will start to dry, turn brown, and it'll go down the stem, and then they'll fall over. And you harvest the onion, but this is the first time I've ever grown garlic, and they're doing something similar, but it's way too early.
Yeah, way too. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that until early to mid August.
Right.
So send me an email.
All right.
Let me do some research for you. And then I'll email you back on what I found.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. You have a great weekend.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And I know a lot of you have fed your lawn early in the spring. It's time right now, while we're getting the good weather, to refertilize your lawn. And the one turf fertilizer that I really, really like, and not all the garden centers have it yet. They will. It's called Turf Trust. And it's a professional lawn fertilizer. And unlike the common everyday fertilizers that will last you about 6 weeks, this product, Turf Trust, will last 14 weeks. It has a natural disease suppressant, which will help with fungus. And if we're going to continue to get a lot of rain, it will really help. And it's a slow release. And again, it's called Turf Trust. And if you give them a call, and because you can't find it, they'll tell you where you can find it, or they'll ship it to you for free. And the phone number to call them is 410-953-1481. That's 410-956-1481. You put it down now, it will last all of July, all of August, all of September. And then if you want to give your lawn a feeding in the fall, then you can reapply it. But it's a good product. It was used by lawn companies only. And it's now available for you, the homeowner. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Natalie from Massachusetts. She's got a question about rhubarb.
Natalie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Yeah, I have a question. I put in a rhubarb bed. I had an old one, and two or three years ago, I split it up, and I put a new bed in. And neither bed seemed to be doing well. The stems never really got thick. And the stems seem to be wilting. And last year, like, the leaves turned yellow and the whole thing died back. I thought I might have lost it. And they did come back. And I wasn't sure if it's because of the heat that we had earlier. I want to harvest it, but I don't want to hurt the plant. And
right.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I've just used, mulch and manure and things like that on the beds. Could you tell me what might be going on?
Okay. It's not the heat, because I've got two big clumps and we've been picking from it and giving it away to friends because I love rhubarb pie, and I just got a recipe from a friend that I gave, probably given it 10 pounds of rhubarb. And we're going to put it in the newsletter for a strawberry rhubarb muffin. And her husband said it's out of this world. And mine have been really good. I haven't split them in 3 years. They will need to be split this year because the clumps are getting really, really large. But it shouldn't be turning yellow. Have you fed it at all?
Yeah, I'm using cow manure on it.
Okay. I would give them something a little bit stronger. If you want to stay organic, there's a company called Natural Alternative, and they have a 5-5-5 fertilizer for flowers and vegetables, and it works very well. Espoma, the people that make Hollytone and Plantone, they have a fertilizer called Garden Tone, and I would feed them with either one of those two, and that should help to rejuvenate the plant, bring back the color.
Yeah, the stalks never really got very thick. You know, they're like, I don't know, a half an inch, maybe approaching an inch, but they just don't seem vigorous. One's in full sun, one's in part sun, part shade, and they're both doing lousy, and the clumps haven't gotten big.
Now
was
you,
I over-harvesting them, or I
well,
don't
know. You're allowed to pick up to 50% of your plant. So when I go through it, I try and pick the largest stems because it's a lot easier when you're cooking to clean the largest stems. And then when it comes into bloom, I remove the flower.
Yeah, I did that. When can I split them? Have I missed that window this year?
Yeah, the time to divide them would be in late March, early April. Of course, it's going to depend on the season. And you divide them when it looks like a red mushroom coming out of the ground. That's the bud. Are you an organic gardener? Finally, there's a fast-working and effective all-organic insect control available from Bonide Products. Bonide Captain Jack Dead Bug Brew is the answer for all your gardening insect problems. Captain Jack works two ways, on contact and through feeding, and it will ensure your insect problems are over. That's Captain Jack to control all types of insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, borers, and more. Use it on vegetables, flowers, berries, trees, and shrubs. Captain Jack, all-organic insect control. It's easy to use. That's Bonide Captain Jack.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. They will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Bob from New Hampshire. He's got a question about voles.
Okay, Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call. My home is in the Alton Bay area, and we seem to be overridden with voles this year. We've been battling deer for years and wild turkeys, but now it's now voles. And the only measure I had taken thus far was to use those sonic tubes.
Right.
But I'm wondering if those were more aligned with repelling moles than voles, because they didn't seem to do anything. But you can actually, as you're mowing the lawn, they're just running all around, and there's tracks. And I just don't know what to do at this point.
Okay. If they're running around, then those sonic tubes are not doing the job.
Right.
There is a product made by St. Gabriel Laboratories, and it's an organic product, and it's called Holy Moly. and it really, really does a great job. St. Gabriel is the company that developed Milky Spore Disease. And if you want to prevent Japanese beetle grubs, you add the milky spore disease to your lawn. It's a bacteria. And there are two types of milky spore. One that you apply now, it's a little bit more money, and one application will take care of it, and it lasts in your soil for 1 year, so that, for 25 years. Mm-hmm. And the Japanese beetles will dig in your lawn, they'll lay the eggs will hatch, and then the bacteria attacks the newly hatching grubs in your lawn. They live in the body of the grub and they explode. And that means more of this bacteria is going through your soil. Holy moly is a repellent. And you would put it down, water it in, and it changes from a powder to a liquid. And it's one of the ingredients in it is castor oil. And when the vole goes through the ground, he gets the castor oil on his fur. He doesn't like that greasy feeling. He'll lick it off to clean himself, just like your cat does. And he gets the castor oil in his belly, which is a laxative, and it will drive him out. So I would get the holy moly, and then I would treat the lawn with the milky spore disease, and that will keep your lawn safe for the next 25 years. Or you can buy a grub killer, grub preventer that you need to apply every single year.
Right. Now, Paul, correct me. I thought that the feeding base for a mole and a vole were completely different.
Right.
So there's voles, really... Right.
Voles with the V are a right. vegetarian.
Correct. Yeah.
So they would eat, like, carrots in your garden. They'll eat the roots of hosta, daylilies, they'll eat lily bulbs. So they eat the root system of plants. A mole will eat grubs and earthworms in your lawn. And the milky spore disease will take care of both.
Okay, so it takes care of both.
Right.
Yeah, they're actually like grazing, Paul. They're eating the grass. If you watch them, they're just eating the grass patches. It's truly
wow.
remarkable. They look like little cows.
Wow.
I've got patches of grass that are all gone all around their holes that they're exiting or entering
yep.
from, from whatever end.
Yeah, they've got tunnels yeah. all over the place.
Right.
I would okay. get this
okay.
this holy moly. And, I mean, with this rain that's coming down today, if
right.
you could get it, put it in your spreader, and cover it so it doesn't get wet, and apply it, the rain will wash it in, and it'll drive them out. Thank you.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.